Now, follow me down. Listen and imagine. Listen and open your mind. Be ready to accept what you already know. To relax into the familiar things I say. The obvious conclusions that once reached are impossible to escape. That once reached, you envision so easily. Envision, for example, being out with someone you're attracted to, being out somewhere safe, either adventurous or familiar. In that situation, in that scenario, would you like to be more able to detect them, find them, turn your intention toward them, turn your attention toward them, to follow in the wake, easily sliding, to pay attention to every little thing that your paramour says, does? Would you like to be allured by them, lured in by them? If that's what's on your mind, I'll give you a simple way to expand upon it. To expound in your own mind on just what you could have, could be, could allow yourself to attune to. There could be a very easy way indeed to not only know in your mind, reassuringly, oh, they're here, but to bind yourself to someone willingly, willfully, completely, with awareness of just what you need. Of just what you are, which is, to some extent, so easily dragged around by your senses, by your constant background information. You are bound to your senses. All hypnotic trance is entering an altered state that you can allow to be as familiar or unfamiliar as you like, to be as powerful or as relaxed as you like. So once you enter into that state, you can very easily overlay it over your every thought, because all you need to do to return to it is to remember when you were in it, and perhaps to help yourself clearly empower that, clearly overlay that, you'll create an anchor. And scent is the most powerful sense tied to memory. It can so easily bring you back to a time and place. And you can let a scent bring you easily to a time and place, bring you easily to a way of thinking, to a place deep within, back to deep, abiding trance. And once you return to it, there you will be. Once you are in that state, there you are. And once you are there, there you can stay. And in a trance, you can do quite a lot of things. Quite a lot of very useful things. Like guide yourself to your intended, to your paramour, to a partner, to a friend, bound to them by a scent all their own. Allowing that to uniquely fill your mind. Uniquely establish that it's time to sink. You could even designate yourself. Choose yourself to be the target and subject. Just select a scent you adore and let it be the hallmark of your hypnotized sinking, of you being bound and drawn, drawn and alerted, alerted to yourself no matter how deep into trance you go. And a trance can be a very alert and focused state. Just imagine. I'll give a few examples. But what I want you to do first is to acknowledge, you know, scent is tied powerfully to memory, anchored powerfully to your own experience of events in your past, and of anchors tied to them in the first place. Hypnosis is about returning to a prior state. Returning to a prior state can allow you to recall a way you were, a way you felt, to have vivid sensory replay. Being in a deep state of permissive, suggestible, relaxing trance can redouble this. So I'll ask you to breathe deeply. Inhale. Focus on a scent. One you had in mind before you began. It could be one you have scattered around you, or you've smelled recently, or your partner has selected for you to train with. Have something in mind. It could even just be an essential oil or another familiar scent that you can hold on to. It could be something, anything for you to hold on to so you can use it. And in using it, expand on it. Because as relaxed as you feel listening to my voice, deep breath in, deep relaxing breath out, the scent played over you, played within you, attached to you. Let that all remain true, remain the source of you, the state of you, the status of you when that scent plays through your mind. And I will give you examples. I will give you information. I will give you good reasons to reinforce and support your own thinking, your own overplay, your own replay of past experiences. I will give you very good reasons indeed. Empowered, capable, constant. Reasons that you are able to enjoy yourself, able to explore yourself, able to implore yourself in the suggestible, deep altered state of trance, to anchor scent very strongly to the way you feel, the way you will feel, and to be drawn to the place or person tied to that scent. Because the thing is, whether it's the place where you go into trance, a place where you spend a lot of lovely time, or a person upon whom that scent is associated, being drawn there, even in your mind, even in your dreams, even in your reverie, adds a positive, pulling association. It need not have a specific outcome, because having a positive anchor and association embedded in the pathways of your brain enables you to hold on to them, enables you to use those pathways for pleasurable, continuous, enjoyable truth. And the truth of you right now is that the right scent draws you deep. The scent you're associated with is drawing you deeper, deeper, deeper. Breathing deep, 3. Breathing deep, 2. Remembering back when it was 3, because again, scent is the strongest sense associated with memory. Breathing, 3. In fact, you can remember before that when your level of wakefulness might have been 4 or 5. But even deep breathing cannot stave off the inevitable slide to 3 and 2. You take a deep breath of that scent, 3, because you were anchored there. But your anchor slides to 2. Your anchor slides to 1. You're at 1, and you're deep, 0. A breath so deep that one inhalation slides your mind out of your head and leaves you open and receptive, ready to be anchored to that scent, ready for it to be a powerful, potent reminder of the structure of you. That scent always takes you there. Think of it. Think of the person it's tied to. Build a strong associative link. Maybe you already have one, but it can always be made stronger, deeper. And all it does is draw you. It draws your attention, your pleasant attention, because it reminds you of here. And remember that trance anchors, trance triggers, are just reminders. So as pleasant and calm and safe as you feel here, as drawn as you may feel to these words or my voice, that same draw can slide over onto the subject of that scent. Whether it's a candle you like to place in your hypnotic space before you trance, a perfume worn by someone, or just a scent of a natural area you like, it's an anchor, it's a tool, it's a strong sense tied to memory, and as it is tied to memory, your memories return and focus. They simply stay around it. That scent builds strong associative memories. Pleasant ones like trance. Pleasant ones like if you're in a place and you smell that and that person is there, or that area is there, your attention is drawn, magnetized, like a moth to flame, or like your eyes flickering to a pendulum, or like seeking the center of a spiral, or like sliding deeper and deeper down. That scent is trigger, is formation. You decide what it means, but you had it in mind. But it's being lent strength, lent power. The already existing powerful mechanism of taking a scent and tying it to memory is that much stronger. And now it's a reminder. Now it's an anchor. There's no more work for me to do. Your mind is already doing it for you. And through it all, like a silvery thread, through it all moving constant and steady, there is one awareness, the sight of your anchor. You have created an anchor that functions separately from the hypnotic. This is a sensory and memory anchor. If you have positive memories associated with it, then the anchor is to that positive, pleasant thing. If you have powerful confidence, if you want to explore any particular thought process, you have that. Because the scent is powerful, wrapping around your mind like a silvery thread, finding the pleasure centers and gently pushing the positive association button and taking you to trance. Trance can be quite active. You can be in a chair, you can be laying down, you can be anywhere at all, and you can link to the positive association or the trance experience, finding your way into trance, through the trance, into the world. And while you're in the world in that state of relaxing trance, you can do so many things. The pleasure centers gently push on your mind, no matter where you are or what you're doing. You can easily have access to that scent. It's just associated with positive things. You can have an inductive response and a conductive response to that scent. It can come from the outside, or you can be a conduit for your memory of that delicious, deliberate aroma. When it arrives and wafts into you, you turn your head. You follow that silver thread, and you are not following it to a conclusion. You are following it to the beginning of an idea, the beginning of a concept, the beginning of that enticing, elegant aroma. Whatever you've anchored as a favorite idea, a favorite scent, a favorite linkage, you have created it. As comfortable as you can be, as safe as you can be, every time you smell the scent that takes your memory back, it also takes you to trance. It fills you, draws your attention, more and more relaxed and languid, incredibly at ease. Perfection milling about in your mind, the placid clarity of that moment, in which all other sounds, all other thoughts simply vanish, and there is only the subject of your attentions, positivity, confidence, happiness. Your mind is entirely fixed on it. Your mind is entirely focused on it. You listen, you sink, you feel, you hear in your mind these words. This time you remember the scent filling your head, the awareness filling your mind. You remember everything you experience, everything you find in place and time. The scent carries through you, and it can be from outside, the scent arriving because you're near the subject of it, the place where it occurs, the person to whom it attaches, or it can be the case that the scent is arriving from within you because you're in a relaxed, hypnotized place. So you remember it, your anchor, your powerful, continuous, silvery light flowing through, the scent pleasant, unnoticeable or invisible, though it may sometimes be. It's there whenever you're in a positive hypnotic place or near the subject of your attentions. Focus on the subject of your attentions now. All other sounds vanish before the strongest scents tied to memory, strongly associated, pleasant and markedly improving your mood, your ease, your relaxation. You inhale that elegant aroma and your mind fades away. Everything fades away except inhale, go deep. Inhale, you're already deep. Inhale, work the scent into your memory and your mind so you find you can return to it whenever you need it, whenever you want it, whenever the best thing to do would be to let that scent fill your head. It is there and you are within it. It is there and filling you, and you are within it. It is there just where it belongs, submitting not a demand, but an offering, The scent can be there to usefully take you where you want to go, or it can be what guides you where you didn't even know you wanted to go. Someone who you trust could lure you in with that scent and help you to relax. When it fills your mind, the awareness of this deep, soothing, hypnotic state blossoms to the surface, spreads across your mind and wraps around it like a scent might, covering your brain in the sweet fragrance. Sweetness previously unbidden, now arriving. That scent is weaving through you, through all your most cherished thoughts and memories, all the warm, good places you want to return to, because this anchor helps you want to return to where you were, want to return to how you were. It clicks into place, like signal boards inside your mind, anchors, hypnotic triggers, and scent is a very powerful one. Click, click. You smell it in the air and you follow it to where you need to be. When it's time for trance, maybe you think of that scent and you pursue it to where it is. You follow it to where it already is. And when you end up there, when you end up where that scent is coming from, you stay there for a time, or you feel comfortable there, or you drop into trance, as wonderful as that, and in your brain in a switchboard, all the signals that are coming in exist, but there's one that is stronger, and it's that scent. If someone with that scent wants your attention, if an event tied to that scent is coming up on your time, you'll do it, you'll go to it, you'll find it, you'll pursue it. It's where you belong. That scent is the scent of belonging, of finding all the ways you can go, so close, and yet any attempt to find the scent visually, of course, falters. You have to trust your nose. You might as well close your eyes entirely. Let the warmth of it embrace you, a warm hug made of your favorite scent, your favorite deliberately anointed scent, tying you down to pleasure, helping you feel anchored. Softness flows over you, resting on your shoulders, gently squeezing your mind, a scent that leans in and whispers in your ear, "Hello, dear, this is where you belong." The center of your being is so close to that scent. Your awareness of the world is so close to that scent. It is wrapping up your mind. Every breath you take in is filling your head with inky, delicious thoughts, inescapable, wonderful, pleasurable for you, immediately physically relaxing. Excitement at the presence of it, that scent filling your head. You notice it. You have a greater appreciation for it. And now and in future, you can easily return to it. You can return to an adored, deliberate scent which sets you apart, which makes your mind lean close and pay attention, makes your mind, helps your mind, brings your mind to find itself focused on that scent like a silver thread. You can follow it. You can cling to it. You can enjoy being awash in it, like white, warm flame. It is burning in the air. It is radiating. And that silver light, that trail you could follow, takes you back to the source of that radiating, deliberate perfume. And a scent you choose, that you choose to raise up and mark out. You now have not only encouragement from me, but collaboration, you and I, to make it mean more in this hypnotic space. So if that scent helps you go deep, then that's the best thing possible. It's tied to memory, after all. And the most delicious sensation of trance is to be recalled to an anchor and find, oh, it is washing over you. Oh, it is eliciting results. This anchor, this call, brings each of your pleasant memories to mind, giving you something to focus on, giving you something to be aware of as your consciousness slowly blots out everything except that scent. You receive light, warm sensations from breathing it in, following that silvery trail. And that scent is emitted by whatever you need to be doing that's tied to it. If it's your signal to trance, then when you smell it in a safe place, you could drop. If it's associated with a person, that scent becomes emblematic of how they make you feel, be it romantically inclined, soothed, be it like you can trust them. That inhaled vapor of that deliberately concentrated scent fills your mind and the world after it, giving you a safe, warm place to exist, and the soft, continuous feeling of having a scent to guide yourself to. So wonderful. Everything you need, all into one. Everything you crave, all into one. And you set the tone and the meaning. But whatever you have chosen, whatever you know is the place you're guiding yourself to, you feel it in yourself. You breathe it in, you let it fill you, you earnestly, honestly engage with this hypnotic anchor, letting it be the only thing you think of, and indeed the only thing you need right now, because if your mind fills with only the scent you have chosen, then you have an easy path to where you want to go, an easy path to where you'd want to be. When you arrive, you find yourself there. When you slide deep, you find yourself there, in the place that scent takes you to. And when you arrive there, whatever its anchor is, it takes you to that emotion, that feeling, whether it's calming you into trance, or helping you feel a certain way about a person that you'd like to explore with them, or helping you to just feel calm in the presence of something that you need to feel calm for. It's a scent you can apply to yourself, for yourself, apply to an area for that area, or maybe it's someone's signature aroma that you now know how to follow and fade into, the fog of it covering you, the simplicity of it filling you. The longer you fall into the influence of your own desire to exist in a space where that scent is everywhere, the more powerful it becomes, building an anchor over time. And when the anchor drops, you drop into just the place you need to go, as the strongest sense tied to memory assists you, and it's held in place. It's part of how you perceive that scent, tying you to location or to person. It's a little lure that can be used to draw you in, because of course you pay attention to that silvery thread. You're moving along, that scent is not on your radar, and there it is. And if it's a good place to drop, maybe you drop. And if it's a good place to pay close attention, maybe you pay close attention. And if it's the best possible place to relax, then perhaps you relax. Just as you are, just as you will be, just as you should in that situation, relaxing and easing your way down, deeper and deeper down. When you relax, your mind falls into a pattern of looking for that scent, and if it is pleasantly present, you pay close attention. Someone whose scent you've decided is an anchor, locking it in place with this training, well, you will absorb what they mean, what they want. If they speak to you and that scent is present, and you want them to, they could speak directly to your hypnotized, suggestible mind, suggest new ways of doing things, suggest new ways of exploring things, suggest new ways of finding your way to them. Suggestions just arrive so much more powerfully when they're aided by scent, a fixed scent anchor, a powerful anchoring experience. That scent is a silver thread that can wrap and wind around your mind and take you where you want to go. Take you where you would like to go, which is to whomever you anchor it to, or wherever you anchor it to. You could easily have a scent tied to a place where you trance. And then if you also tied it to a person, well, that's another use of listening multiple times while holding multiple different scent location or scent person pairs in your head. You set the terms and parameters in your head. You set the way you think in your head. You lock onto it. You keep it in mind. And when you keep it in mind, you establish a new linkage. Silver thread, a new linkage, a connection between the one and the other, a connection between action and the scent, person and the scent, pliable suggestibility and the scent in the air that you now know so much more about than you have ever known before.